Part 3. The Minds of Children. Chapter 7. Getting on the Same Wavelength. Attachment and Attunement. The roots of resilience are to be found in the sense of being understood by and existing in the mind and heart of a loving, attuned, and self-possessed other. Diana Fosha. The children's clinic at the Massachusetts Mental Health Center was filled with disturbed and disturbing kids. They were wild creatures who could not sit still and who hit and bit other children and sometimes even the staff. They would run up to you and cling to you one moment and run away, terrified, the next. Some masturbated compulsively. Others lashed out at objects, pets, and themselves. They were at once starving for affection and angry and defiant. Girls in particular could be painfully compliant. Others oppositional or clingy. None of them seemed to be able to explore or play in ways typical for children their age. Some of them had hardly developed a sense of self. They couldn't even recognize themselves in a mirror. At the time, I knew very little about children, apart from what my two preschoolers were teaching me. But I was fortunate in my colleague Nina Fish-Murray, who had studied with Jean Piaget in Geneva, in addition to raising 5 children of her own. Piaget based his theories of child development on meticulous, direct observation of children themselves, starting with his own infants, and Nina brought this spirit to the incipient trauma center at MMHC. Nina was married to the former chairman of the Harvard Psychology Department, Henry Murray, one of the pioneers of personality theory, and she actively encouraged any junior faculty members who shared her interests. She was fascinated by my stories about combat veterans because they reminded her of the troubled kids she worked with in the Boston public schools. Nina's privileged position and personal charm gave us access to the children's clinic, which was run by child psychiatrists who had little interest in trauma. Henry Murray had, among other things, become famous for designing the widely used thematic apperception test. The TAT is a so-called projective test, which uses a set of cards to discover how people's inner reality shapes their view of the world. Unlike the Rorschach cards we used with the veterans, the TAT cards depict realistic but ambiguous and somewhat troubling scenes. A man and a woman gloomily staring away from each other. A boy looking at a broken violin. Subjects are asked to tell stories about what is going on in the photo, what has happened previously, and what happens next. In most cases, their interpretations quickly reveal the themes that preoccupy them.